The mate did as he was bidden, leaving them alone. Vizca crouched a safe distance from his captive and began to speak in a wheedling tone.
Poor Rocket. What ails you? Are you tired?
Gorath stayed as he was, making no answer. Vizca cocked his head, trying to see the badger's face.
Are you sick? Is that it? I got a good cabin and a bunk all nice and cosy. How would you like to sleep there, eh?
There was still no reaction, though Vizca could see that his prisoner was saturated and shivering.
Do you want victuals? We got good food, plenty to drink too.
He watched the young badger keenly for any response. Still getting no answer, the golden fox stood up.
I'm the captain here. Just tell me what you want and I'll give it to you. That's a fair offer, eh?
Gorath did not even open his eyes to look at the fox. Vizca pulled his thick cloak tight about himself.
Oh, cold out here. I'm going to me cabin. But you ain't going nowhere, Rockhead. Sooner or later, you'll speak to me. Or you'll die. Chained at that mast.
Vizca did not go to his cabin. Instead, he went to the main cabin on the deck below. Codge was there with some of the vermin crew. He caught the knotted rope that Vizca tossed to him.
You want me to go and flog him again, Captain?
The crew beast made room as their captain sat down at the mess table.
Nah, that's had enough for now. Leave him till later.
One of the crew, a hulking ferret called Grivel, commented.
That strawband'll die if you flogs him too much. Captain near killed him with his ball and chain. Can't be too far off dead now if you asks me.
Vizca smiled at Grivel.
But I didn't ask you, did I?
Vizca Longtooth was always at his most dangerous when smiling. Grivel did not fancy a confrontation with his captain, so he fell silent. The golden fox rose, staring at him pointedly, almost challenging him to speak.
I'll decide what happens to the stripehound. Rockhead's a young beast and a strong un. A bit of starving and beating won't do him no harm. You just watch. I'll bring him round to my way of thinking. Same as I do with any beast, eh, Grivel?
The hefty ferret stared down at the tabletop, avoiding his captain's smiling eyes.
Aye, Captain, whatever you say.
Without warning, Vizca dealt Grivel a swinging, backpawed blow, which knocked him out of his seat flat on his face. Vizca laughed, looking around at the other vermin in the cabin.
Poor Grivel, can't hold his grog if you ask me.
The crew knew what to do. They laughed aloud with their unpredictable captain, every one of them. Vizca issued orders.
When victuals is ready, they'll be served up on deck. I want you all to sit where that stripehound can see you. Watching you lot eating might stir up his appetite. Look as if you're enjoying dinner. Make Rockhead feel hungry. Codge, you keep an eye peeled on him. I'll be in me cabin if you wants me.
Grivel waited until Vizca had gone from the cabin before he picked himself up, wiping a smear of blood from his lip. A large, fat, one-eared rat named Fearog, who was Grivel's messmate, shot him a warning glance. Codge headed for the door, calling over his shoulder.
I'm gonna keep watch on the stripehound.